Well, the drizzle has begun and about 48 degrees, and it is going to be wet from this point on for what will seem like days and days and days. But we are a hearty bunch, and we'll make it through. 823, former Vice President Mike Pence appeared yesterday before the grand jury hearing for the evidence they're looking for about former President Donald J. Trump's efforts to stay in power after he lost the 2020 election. We don't know what was talked about yet. I'm sure we will. It will be leaked. It's automatic. But we wanted to find out what it all is about. Todd Flood, a fine Detroit area attorney, helps us with these questions along the way. Todd, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Paul W.
We know that the president tried to prevent this testimony based on executive privilege claims, and those were rebuffed by the courts. Do you think if it were another president, more highly regarded president by this court or any, that another president might have pulled that off?
It's all fact-specific. I don't necessarily know if it's the president or the person as much as it is facts. Facts lead the way. I mean, if you say otherwise, I guess it spoils the day to believe that that is what the court system would look at. But here in this particular situation, you got to look at all the circumstances and the pressures, but I would think the facts lead the day.
Well, and so then given that, since both Vice President Pence and former President Trump tried to fight the subpoenas, the former vice president actually claiming it violated the speech or debate clause of the Constitution, given his role overseeing the election results certification on January 6th.
Well, the Crime Exception Act is one where, this is a criminal investigation into what took place on January 6th. The questions you can surmise, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure this out. It's when a prosecutor has someone in the grand jury, they have to have, to prosecute anybody, they have to understand what the knowledge and intent was of the person that was, the subject or the target of the crime. So on that day of January 6th, there was, and obviously it was clear, that a telephone conversation between President Trump and Vice President Pence. So the questions to Pence are going to be, what did he say? What pressure, if any, did he put on you? Calling Pence names is not a crime. Calling Pence or saying certain acts of what he thinks of Pence, that's not a crime. But if he basically was saying, I know X is illegal, but I'm commanding you to do this act, then there's a problem, right? If it's not that and it's just boasting, then there's not a criminal act. So that's what the grand jury is going to decide. That's what the prosecutor's there. I would imagine with Pence's testimony, he's got to be wrapping this thing up. Hopefully, because it's taking the oxygen out of the room, and we can get on with it.
Todd Flood with us, a fine Detroit area attorney, weighing in on his thoughts of the vice president before the grand jury hearing. Would you have bet higher or lower, more hours or fewer hours? We're told it was he was in there for about 5 hours. Would you say that's relatively normal or what you might have expected, or is it shorter or longer?
So I'm sure they didn't adjourn the testimony for another time. I'm sure he finished it up. They wanted to get it done in a day. You know, most of the time, I would have guessed around 4 hours. 5 hours is a significant amount of time. But I think the tactic probably used by the special counsel was press the play button. Elicit as much testimony as you possibly can and let the vice president speak about his opinions, how he felt, was he pressured, and why, and then ask the next question, why, and then what happened, and just take the prosecutor out of it and let the vice president speak about that day, what led up to that day, and then also into the state election cases as well.
Very bizarre. I mean, there's no other way to put it, Todd. It's very bizarre that one guy who may run against the other guy for the presidency gets to testify in a sense against him, his opponent.
No.
Well, we'll see. We got to run.
It is. You can't make it up.
No, we can't. And I wouldn't make it up this way if I could. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Paul W. Be well.
You be well as well. Have a great weekend. Todd Flood, fine Detroit area attorney, here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.